next special one. He doesn't need any introduction. I invite my beloved teacher, my friend, you have Hassam. Please come. First, you get the digital version of it, then you get the real version. وسلم.
فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم، وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والصلاة والتسليم. I'm going to keep it very simple. I want to talk to you about why Quran journey. Alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Allah, and I want to bring my mom up. Just come for a second, please. I know she hates the spotlight, but I want to put her on the spot. Because, come. Assalamu alaikum, stay where I am. I'll come to you, Noah, I'll come to you. A son should come to his mother. May Allah bless you. But this is my mom. She forced me to memorize the Quran. By the age of 8, she forced me to memorize it. I used to try to sneak away. I used to try to, you know, like, oh, I already did this page, can we just skip this surah, it's too big. I tried to skip Surah Yusuf. It's too big, the words were too difficult. SubhanAllah, I don't know why Surah Yusuf, even though it's amazing. But at the age of 8, I have committed the Quran through the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of my parents. My dad, mashallah, tabarakallah, he's the one who taught my mom. Don't worry, I'm not forgetting you. He's looking at it. What about me, man? May Allah bless you. He's the one also who's responsible. He's the imam. He was the role model for us. May Allah bless him and give him jannah for those. He too doesn't like the spotlight, so may Allah bless you and give him jannah. But it took me around 20 years after that, 15, 20 years after that, when I started to actually question and ask, what do these ayat really mean? And I'm not talking about just artificial, surface-based. I want to get into the depth. I want to take every word and break it down and analyze it and simplify it and translate it into a way that people can understand. Sheikh Abdullah was talking earlier about how the English translations have been terrible thus far. The message of the Quran is lost in the translation. And I was actually happy just doing this for myself. At first, I wanted to learn this just for myself. So I continued with Al-Azhar University while studying neuroscience and life sciences at the University of Toronto. And my intention was just to secure my deen so that when I enter medical school, I can, you know, just have something to fall back on as a deen. Now, I was filling out my application for medical school. And then I realized that I'm missing one credit. And that credit had to be basically a credit outside of the sciences. So I'm like, oh, I have to take a non-science credit. I'm like, let's take Introduction to Islam in the university. But it's gonna be a bird course, 95, easy. So I come in, I'm sitting down to my Introduction to Islam, I'm okay, do I even need a notebook for this? This is gonna be easy. And then the professor came out, and she said, there is no such thing as Islam. There are only Muslims. And what Muslims do we? I'm like, oh, husbandah, give her the benefit of the doubt. She has good intention, I'll just let it be. And then 15 minutes later, she's talking about Aisha, she's talking about Khadija, she's saying all of these ridiculous things. And then it started to actually, I was so upset, I was so frustrated. Back then I was still, you know, uncontrolled. So I put my hand up, what are you talking about? Astaghfirullah! May Allah guide you, what is this nonsense? And I got sent to the dean's office. 10 meetings later, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to give up this battle. I will change the rhetoric somehow. And I decided to stay back an extra year and take all the courses that I can in the department with the near Middle Eastern civilization. And I got a major in 1 year. Allahu Akbar. Say Bismillah, mashallah. I'm joking. And I realized then the rhetoric needs to change. Forget, like, medical school is nice and everything, we have so many doctors here, I love you all, you're great. But you know what? We have a real issue, and that is the issue of the mind. And we see that now. We see the misunderstanding of the Quran being used by, you know, Islamophobes, being used by extremists to promote all kinds of ridiculous agendas.
Now I decided to get in too deep. I'm like, the Muslim community needs help. So I jumped in full to the deep end. I got involved in every community that I can do, and then the next job will make it this story, Sheikh Ala. He somehow convinced me to join ISNA, and then from there I ended up in Hamilton. I don't even know how. I ended up becoming the imam. I loved it. 2 years until I went crazy. Thanks to the uncles in the room. I'm gonna say it as it is. May Allah bless you. And then that's when I realized that getting distracted with this stuff, this is not what my goal is, this is not what my focus is. So I took a step back, despite the pain it causes me to leave that behind. And I have a lot of people who are like, where have you gone, Shaykh? I don't see you anymore. I'm here. And this is why we're coming out with Quran Journey. Quran Journey is going to be a four-phase project. I want to do this within the next 2-3 years, inshallah, leave it as a sadaqah jariyah for the community, and hopefully continue some more of the professional studies to be able to give to the community back even in better ways. But the reason why I invited all of you here tonight is to introduce the idea to you and to ask, inshallah, for your support in any way that you can to make this idea a reality. And I've never, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taken something on except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed it to come to fruition and to come to success. And that is because of the help of everybody that is here, the help of all the volunteers, the help of all the shuyukh, the help of everybody that has been involved. May Allah bless you all and give you jannah for those. Last night, we had our first event as Quran Journey. We had an iftar for 1,000 people. It was called Food for Thought, 1,000 meals, 1,000 conversations with the help of the downtown masjid. May Allah bless you, Brother Wahid, Brother Abdullah, may Allah bless you, give you jannah. Basali, may Allah bless you, Sister Sabrina, may Allah bless you, Brother Mandoof, and all of you that were involved. And all the Quran Journey students came together, Brother Farhan, Sister Sally, all of them, may Allah bless you, so many names, right? All the Quran Journey students came together. Some of you are the parents and their friends, and they put on an amazing, amazing program at the downtown masjid, and we hosted more than 1,000 people. We had to ask for more food. We had around 200, 300 people of other faiths that came, and all of them left. I hope and I expect and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. All of them left with a better understanding of Islam. Sometimes we host people, we give them nice food, nice welcome, nice smiles, but their questions don't get answered. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the narrative. Quran Journey is made up of four phases. Understand the Quran chronologically. Every word of the Quran. Understand it. Where does it come from? What is the context? What is this ayah speaking about? The second is recitation. We're going to try to, we're developing an app. My brother, inshallah, hopefully will speak about it in a little bit. It's okay, inshallah. An app, you can take out your phone. You can do it right now. Take out your phone, inshallah. Go to the app store, the Samsung store. Download the app called Quran Tutor. Quran Tutor. You recite the Quran to your phone, and it'll point out the mistakes that you make and correct your recitation. We're taking this idea and we're changing it to include video and audio recognition so that it recognizes your audio, recognizes your video, and fixes your recitation up to 92% accuracy. Once you get to 92%, you're going to be connected with one of the best youth in the world, or shaykhat, female or male, depending on your preference, and he or she is going to help you get ijaza, a certified center to the Prophet Muhammad to recite the Quran properly. The third is going to be implementation. Taking the Quran and turning it into action. Into real action. Not just memorizing, not just understanding, but action. Show me, don't just tell me, show me. So we want to change the city of Hamilton, and I mean it. No, this is not just talk, my brothers and sisters. We're really going to do this, inshallah, by the blessing of Allah. We're going to try to educate as many students here to be able to be the future leaders, the future youth directors, the future helpers, the future volunteers, the future ummas, inshallah, imams. And that's the plan behind this. And the last is memorization of the Quran using the app as well, inshallah. For all of you who are interested, I'm going to just ask you, speak to the Quran Journey students. Put your hand up if you're a Quran Journey student, please. Put your hand up. Look around you in the room. Look around you in the room, please. Put your hand up if you're a, okay. Put your hand up if, from the Quran Journey students, put your hand up if you believe that there's real good in this project and we can do it. There are more hands than the students. What's going on, okay? Okay, there's a clear language barrier. That's good, alhamdulillah. More people than the students actually believe in the project, alhamdulillah. Now, Allah wants to give you Jannah al-Firdaws. I'm not going to take too much of your time. This is what this fourth day of Allah is going to be focused on for the next 2 years, and we will make it happen. Inshallah. 2 years from now, we're going to be gathering here again in this hall. We're in a better hall that gives us a better deal. Dave, I'm talking to you. Right? And we're going to be celebrating the fact that we did it. So please do support us. May Allah bless you and give you Jannah al-Firdaws. Shaykh Al-Ara is going to come, inshallah, this time before the iftar. You are not obliged to participate in any way, shape, or form. He's going to just lead a small fundraiser. We're needing, inshallah, trying to raise a little bit of funds to get that, inshallah, budget that we need for the first couple of months to launch this. And we're not just trying to produce a translation or an academic understanding of the Quran. We're trying to turn this into animated videos for children, interactive projects for the youth. It'll be beautiful, and everybody that is involved, these are the best volunteers in Hamilton. Put your hand up if you're one of the people behind this project and working with the project. Come on. Sister Sally, what's going on? Charisma, Aya, put your hands up. Brothers, sisters, put your hand up. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, we see the hands in the middle. So here you're given the opportunity, inshallah, to help. I'll leave it to you. May Allah bless you, give Jannah al-Firdaws for a few moments, inshallah, until iftar, and hopefully we can reach our target, inshallah. I'll leave it to Shaykh Ali to do the rest.
I want you to imagine, think of the best day that has ever come to this life. The best womb that ever carried a child. His heart was always alive even when he slept. The best drop of water was the tear that came down asking Allah to have mercy upon us. The best hand was his hand that was raised, says the Alabu Ummati. His heart was pulsing by the name of Allah subhanahu wa jalla yu'ala. The best forehead that touched the ground, asking Allah to accept us and to receive for us. The best feet that were bloodied when he went and asked for us. And even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him to a higher place that no one else has been. The best company he ever had with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een, and the best hand that was the hand of a lady that stood in front of a sword to save his life. The best of creation after prophets and messengers used to fight over his saliva. They would put it in the bottom and use it as perfume. The best day of life that he came to this life. The one that turned us from the darkness of ignorance to the light of knowledge. The one that was saved by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took us away from the hellfire and guided us to Jannah. The one that even when he's on his deathbed, asked Jibreel alayhi salam, "Man li ummati min ba'di?" Who's going to look after my ummah? And he's the one when he's erected after the first one that comes out of the grave, he would ask, ya Rabbu ummati again. And he's the one on a day that is 50,000 years, when the sun leaves its orbit, comes close to your head. The people will be drenched in sweat. Everyone will run away from everybody else. Everyone will say, nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself. Even prophets and messengers will say, lastu laha. It's not, I'm not for it. Go to somebody else. Everybody else will be even holding on to the throne of Rahman. They will remember something that they've done. Even prophets and messengers. Go to somebody else. I committed something and they remember. Except one man. That one man is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much would you pay just to see him in the ru'ya, in a vision? How much would you pay to have lived with him, to walk in his footsteps, to hear the Quran from his lips, to listen to that walking Quran as he was described by Aisha radiallahu anha? How much would you pay to fight next to him? How much would you pay to hug him, to kiss his hand, even feet or forehead? How much would you pay to go to Medina, or better yet, die in Medina? How much would you pay to be buried in Baqi'a, to be next to him? And how much would you pay to be resurrected with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But how much would you pay to have his intercession? And how much would you pay to be with him in Jannah? The Quran journey takes you to exactly that. the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day by day, as it was revealed day by day, ayah by ayah. And you have to think, you are among the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the Quran. You are going to help others to understand, not just memorize, but understand. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put some people on this earth to be preserving the Quran, and they are actually a walking Quran and a proof of that existence of that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا نَحْنَ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. It is us that we reveal the root of scripture, and it's for us to preserve it. And believe it or not, you will understand now, when you actually have met the first love of your life. I want you to look at the girl next to you. I'm sure it's your Minyani. Halal girlfriend. Yeah, no, no. My halal girlfriend is right there. You remember the first time you saw her? And you say, my heart is aching, my knees are shaking, it's true, I eat bacon, she doesn't eat bacon. I know. And then you start thinking, wow, this is it for me, that's it, I'm done, man. I'm off the market, khalas, I found it. You can see the stars. And now she comes to you one day, telling you, honey, I have some good news, the doctor told me I'm pregnant. You prostrate to Allah, thank you for the gift he's given you. You put your hand on your body, you feel that. You can talk, you can listen, you pick names, you pick colors. You have a beautiful future for your wife and your kids, indeed. You want to have a role model. You want to make sure that they're Hafiz or Alim or somebody else that actually lives Islam. But some of us, unfortunately, will not have this dream materialize. You hear in my office all the time, my son used to memorize the Quran. My son used to use khutbah. My young son used to this. My daughter used to wear the hijab. She would actually win the Quran competition. But, the word but. Now we understand why this is so important, because the environment they're in and the company they keep is exactly what Sahih Bukhari said. So what we're doing right now, brothers and sisters, we're preserving the word of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, أَفَلَا يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَفَلَا يُفَسِّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Will they not read the Quran? Will they not interpret the Quran? That he said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Will they not ponder, reflect of the deep meaning behind what has been said? And that's what the dabur is, comes from the dabur, and so on. And that's exactly what Shaykh Hussain Rahimahullah is trying to do. Now, you can be part of history, you can have this best sadaqah jariyah ever, because, believe it or not, the sadaqah jariyah, there are seven. In the sahih, in the hadith of Hassan al-Albani, rahmatullahi alayhi. Because I don't, this is going to be the fastest fundraiser I've ever done in my life. I'm telling you, I thought I had half an hour, you know. What time is it, Fah? Is it a few minutes, huh? 9 o'clock? I have 2 minutes. Alright, you know, 2 minutes. What can I tell you? I'll tell you what. You have some peace in your hand, because I only have 2 minutes with you. That's all I'm going to ask. All I'm thinking now is, you remember three things that will not be cut off when we die. Sadaqah jariyah, ilmu yuntafa'u bihi, beneficial knowledge, ongoing charity, wa la tusarrifu lahu. Three things. And now, remember this. Three things will follow you in your janazah, in your funeral prayer. Your family, your wealth, and your deeds. Your family wealth will come back, even though you can see, you can hear your mother say that. يَا بُنَيْكَ نَصَدْرِ لَكَ مِدَاءَ وَحَجْرِ لَكَ وِعَاءَ. My bosom with a source of nourishment will have a source of comfort. Help me! You will not help. Your father, can you hear the faint sound of your father in the pain? Oh my son, I was strong, you were weak, I was rich, you were poor. Do you remember? Now that I'm weak and you're strong and I'm poor and you're rich, help me! You won't do it. Even the people that you may be rich, you cannot buy your way out, nor that you can bribe the angel of death. Only your actions and deeds will stay with you. So the sadaqah jariyah are seven. مَنْ عَلَّمَ عِلْمَا أَجْرَ نَهْرَ سِحَفَرَ بِئْرَ غَرَسَ رَصْرَ غَرْسَ وَرَّكَ قُرْآنَ أَنْ وَرَمُ صَالِحْ يَدْرُ لَهُ and so on and so forth. Among them, there are four categories of the seven within the Quran. So all you have to remember is that you are now preserving the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can watch this beautiful journey come in, and the door opens as the train stops in that station right in front of you tonight. As you can watch the doors close, as you can watch the train leave, or you can actually get on this beautiful train of the Quran journey. So all I'm going to do is I'm at least out to ask for something. If you want the Quran to intercede for you on Judgment Day, and be granted Jannah and the highest level MashaAllah. Now, if you want the Quran, keep the right hand up. If you want the Quran to protect you from the hellfire, raise your left hand. Some of you want to go to the hellfire? Okay with that? Very good. For every hand you raise is $500. That's $1,000 each. This is the fastest. I don't have time. I want to get it out of here, man.